Okay, Houston, we just changed out the LIOH canister per flight plan, and we're ready for the news.
Okay, Pete, news coverage on your flights beginning to pick up as the touchdown gets a little closer here. I guess most of the reports right now are about your medical ailments. You know, Dakota to doze and all that stuff. Joseph P. Kennedy died peacefully today without regaining consciousness from a heart attack. And in the Senate today, the vote for the confirmation of Judge Haynesworth has been tentatively set for noon Friday. And on the stock market, business world, the stock market dropped 6 points yesterday and rebounded a little bit today, with the averages up about 2.64. In international news, the United States and Soviet Union met yesterday in Finland for what President Nixon called momentous negotiations to seek agreement on ways to limit production on their arsenals of war. Local news, the University of Houston accepted a bid to play Auburn in the Astro Bluebonnet Bowl on New Year's Day. And in the weather world, the weather here in Houston is really miserable. We've had showers most of the day. The temperature started out this morning fairly warm and has been plummeting all day, and it's in the low 50s right now. I got a little piece out of the Houston Post. Gives the bowl games at a glance. The Rose Bowl game, looks like that's going to be decided who's playing in it this next weekend. It's either going to be Southern Cal or UCLA, and they'll be playing either Michigan or Purdue. In the Orange Bowl, it's settled out now, with Penn State playing Missouri. In the Cotton Bowl, Notre Dame has accepted a bid to the Cotton Bowl, and they're going to be either playing Texas or Arkansas. Whoever wins that game, I think it's December the 6th. In the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, it'll be Mississippi versus whoever loses the Texas-Arkansas game. In the Bluebonnet Bowl, I gave you that one already. The Peach Bowl will be South Carolina, and they haven't picked a team to play them yet. In the Gator Bowl will be Tennessee versus Florida. In the Tangerine Bowl, Davidson versus Toledo. And in the Sun Bowl, Georgia's going to play Nebraska. And that pretty well covers some of the more important bowls.
Roger, I'd still like to square something away down there. Al doesn't have a cold. All I got's a one-inch itch, and I don't consider that any big major medical problem. As a matter of fact, we're in pretty damn good shape.
Roger, Pete.
Houston, Al's biomed still looks a little bit ratty.
Okay, we'll spike him up here. We're just getting into the LCGs and stuff now, and I mean, we're just getting them out of stowage and everything, and we'll work him over and see if we can't clean him up. He may have a loose lead. He's been in and out of his harness a couple of times during the night.
Okay, it looks like a loose lead down here. Give us a call when you've got him adjusted, and we'll tell you how it looks.
Leaves look pretty tight now. How's it look down there?
Stand by. We'll take a look at it. No, it's still looking pretty squirrely, Pete.
Okay.